This is a BuzzHub Entertainment Podcast. Jesus News. Starring Luke, Owen, Shane, Michael, Kian, Johnny, Dara, Killian, Owen, Jack,
and special guests.
David Cameron, Jake, Peter, Sean, Connor, Cody, Jake.
Me and Johannes have the same birthday.
Though?
How amazing is that?
Can you get
97.
Oh, so you're... Yeah.
I'm 18.
You're 6 months older than
Sin.
Me.
Yes. That would be correct.
Hello there, everybody.
Are you recording
Welcome
now?
Welcome to the community games.
You have
yep.
to tell me.
I did, I warned you. I said it about 40 seconds ago.
I didn't hear it.
Well, okay.
You're not allowed to do any more sound effects. If you do sound effects, I'll do sound effects.
Alright.
If you do sound effects, I'm muting you.
Okay.
Me?
Either of us.
I might doing it if he does. Can I
actually... I won't do it.
Last time I tried to mute him, I got kicked from the call because... You can't block a host or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was funny.
I'm not you're not talking.
So, welcome along. We're here today with Owen and Shane and Chloe and Jade, our two token
I don't females. Like how I was said last, but okay.
Because your name is last? No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
There's no logic behind it.
No.
That was
no,
just
you just said my name last, it's cool.
That was just me being a terrible person.
Yeah, evidently.
So today is April 2nd, which means yesterday was April Fool's Day, which means yesterday was the best day of the year. What did everyone do to celebrate?
I actually heard something on the radio. It was like, I was in the car with my mother, and then she turned on the radio, and I was like, don't interrupt me when I talk. And
I didn't interrupt anything, I laughed.
Anyway,
continue,
because
you said me mother.
On the radio, and they're like, okay then, they're saying that they're going to move the spire in Dublin because
yeah, that was Rory's big thing. Yeah,
I thought it was quite funny. Then again, there's people in Ireland who believe that and were like, shit, man, they're moving the spire. And yeah.
Okay, so they're not moving it then.
No.
They said they were going to take it down for the 1916 celebrations next year so that they would have a parade and that they were going to store it in parts in a hangar in Dublin Airport.
Okay, that seems like a lot of effort.
Well, I had some news stories up on my popular website, which I was very proud of.
It's a very ugly structure.
The website that also said last week in its header, it said Jade is gay for...
What is your website called?
Buzzhub.info. BUZZHUB.info.
Okay. BUZZHUB.INF. I thought this was like a website. Like, you kept posting links, and I didn't realize your website.
It's mine. And okay. Last week, it said at the very top of the page, it said Jade is gay for 14 minutes before I took it down.
And did anyone see this?
I'd say a few hundred people saw it.
Do you have that many?
I do.
No, he doesn't.
I do. I'll tell you how many visitors
TV
I've had so far to this
podcasts and more. Oh my god, you have a Tumblr.
It's just auto posts all my shit. It's yeah.
Oh, okay, no, bye.
I've had 3,600 viewers so far today.
It's impressive.
Mm-hmm. And so imagine how many people, so that's that many people since midnight, so how many of those people would have been on in a 14-minute block and would have gone to the homepage, which is a substantially less number of people, and would have bothered to look close enough to see Jade is gay.
Was it in really small writing?
Why was it even up there in the first place?
Because I thought it was funny.
Dara, actually, on all of his Instagram pictures.
Yeah, he hashtagged Jade is gay, yeah.
Yeah, and
that's
I thought, like,
where
okay,
I got the idea.
Once. Yeah, he did it once, so I was... Like, okay, he's going to get bored, and now he just keeps doing it, and I'm like...
Mm-hmm. Well, if you look there on BuzzHub, you can see all of my April Fool's Day stories from yesterday.
I don't see these.
We have Johnny Depp to play Dumbo in Tim Burton's live-action film.
Where are these?
Oh, are you on the mobile site?
No, I'm on my computer.
Okay, well, let's see. Where would you find that? So, go to the top of the page.
It's really confusing. No offense.
Go to the very top of the page.
It's very poorly structured.
No, it's not. It's well structured. I've won awards for my design.
Okay, go on. Continue.
So scroll down.
No.
Wait,
he said awards for design. He set up those awards himself.
Oh my God, yeah. Do you know how you won the BuzzHub award? Did you give it to yourself?
Yes.
Oh, that's really.
We won multiple BuzzHub awards. That's... We won best podcast,
God.
Best comedy podcast, best guest host on a podcast. We
that's,
won best
that's
episode.
Really something. That's really something.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Do people know about this?
Know about what?
That you own this website and you gave yourself your own awards.
I mean, giving out the awards isn't like a big thing. That's just we mentioned that once or twice, but I don't. No one really cares about those awards.
Yeah, because when it was like award-winning podcast, I was like, oh, really?
Yeah. I said the BuzzHub Awards. I thought you'd get the joke.
Oh, no, I didn't. I thought you genuinely won awards.
Oh, right, no. Hopefully
I'm
we will
I'm kind of let down now.
We will.
Okay, what do I go into?
Okay, so go to the very top of the page, right?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, so scroll down, and there's a picture of two guys in a car, right?
Ugh. How far do I have to scroll down?
Okay, keep scrolling. There's a big picture.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Big picture of two women, and then there's, like, loads of small things.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh, I see it. Johnny Depp to play.
Yeah, there's a few of them there. There's one about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and there's one about the slap. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do I have to read them?
If you want to.
Okay. If I just click on loads of things, will I like give you lots of views? Is that how it works?
Yep.
Okay,
If you click on an ad, there's an ad down on the right, award winners, and then I'll make money from that.
Okay. Oh, why don't you just get people to go onto your website and like click?
Because that's cheating.
I'm
an honest person. I want to make money.
What do I click on?
I don't know. What page are you on now?
The April Fool's Day thing.
Well, scroll down a bit, and like, there's a big thing on the right. Award winners in movies and TV, and there's like Blu-rays and stuff.
Oh, where is this? Okay. Is this where it says world exclusive? Oh no, that's not it.
Oh, it's way above that. Way above that.
Oh, the Amazon thing.
Yeah.
Okay, I clicked on it a few times.
Anyway, I have a fun quiz now. I'm gonna do.
You owe me big time. I'm after clicking on it like 20 million times.
I'll make 0.00001 cents for every time you click on it. So.
Okay, wait. I'm joking. Okay. I clicked on one.
So here's a quiz. So who wants to take the quiz?
Okay, go.
Okay, so this is called "Can Time Predict Your Politics?" And
oh, no.
Basically, there's 12 questions. This is a scientifically calculated thing. It's a really big internet quiz. And you answer 12 questions about your personality, and then they tell you how liberal or conservative you are. And I'm really interested in different people's responses to this.
No,
so, question one.
He's only interested in my one.
Okay, go on.
Okay, question one. I prefer cats to dogs.
Yes.
Strongly disagree. No, but it's strongly
agree.
Strongly agree, moderately agree, slightly agree,
strongly,
slightly disagree.
Strongly agree. Yes.
Okay.
Wait, Lucien, post the link in the chat group so I can take it myself.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're going to be like 95% conservative, though, Owen. You do know that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know anything about Jade's politics. I'd say she'll be leaning towards the left. Anyway, I prefer watching documentaries to action-adventure movies. Strongly agree, moderately agree, slightly agree, slightly disagree.
Slightly disagree.
Okay. Respect for authority is something that all children need to learn.
Not really. I don't really agree with that.
Moderately disagree?
Moderately disagree.
Moderately disagree. Yeah. I keep my desk and other workspaces very neat and organized.
No. I strongly disagree.
Okay. I believe that self-expression is more important than self-control.
Oh, moderately agree.
Okay. If I heard that a new restaurant in my neighborhood blended the cuisines of two very different cultures, that would make me want to try it.
I wouldn't mind. I
moderately agree?
I slightly agree.
Slightly agree.
Yeah.
My government should treat lives of its citizens as being much more valuable than lives in other countries.
Oh, no. Yeah. Moderately to strongly disagree.
Okay. If I were married or in a serious relationship, I would think it is perfectly okay for my partner to look at pornographic pictures or videos by himself / herself.
Strongly agree.
Okay. This is how they catch you out.
Why? Am I supposed to...
Well, see, I'll tell you afterwards. The internet browser I most often use is Chrome, Firefox, Internet Explorer, or Safari.
Chrome. What has that anything to do with...
Oh, it does. It does, because if you use Internet Explorer, you're, like, old and conservative and boring and stuff. I wish the world did not have nations or borders and that we were all part of one big group.
No, that wouldn't be very good either. Moderately disagree, I suppose.
Okay. If I were to visit New York City, I would rather go to Times Square than the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Yeah, agree. Strongly.
I am proud of my country's history.
No, well, not really. I have no interest in history, really. Okay.
So, moderately disagree?
I slightly disagree.
Okay. All right. Your results. You are 84% liberal. Wait, let me say it again. You are 48% liberal. 84.
Okay.
Well done.
I'm about to take it now.
Okay, I was 82.
I think this is one I actually took before.
I'm more conservative.
No.
It's my time.
You are 84% liberal. You're very liberal.
Okay.
I was 82% conservative.
Oh.
Which is something I'm really ashamed of, but it's true. So I'll tell you how it works. So this is what makes you liberal. You like cats. You think children should question authority. You have a messy desk. You think self-expression is more important than self-control. Yes. You are interested in fusion cuisine. You think the government should treat the lives of its citizens as equal to those of other countries.
Mm-hmm.
You use
a modern browser.
You think it's okay for your partner to look at porn. You use a modern browser, and you are not completely proud of your country's history.
Okay.
And things that make you conservative are that you prefer Times Square to the Met, you think the world benefits from nations and borders, and you prefer action movies to documentaries.
Mm.
Now, I was conservative because I said that children should respect authority, which I'm not... I said slightly agree. I don't know. I said I had...
You prefer documentaries, do you?
I think I said slightly disagree. Yeah, I sort of. I don't know. I'm in the middle there. I think self-control is important. I have a clean desk. I'm not interested in fusion cuisine, but, you know, I do like foreign food. Fusion cuisine sounds stupid. And also, I said no to the porn question. And I use Safari. I use Safari, which is a really old browser.
So you don't think that your partner should look at porn alone?
I said slightly disagree.
So I'm going to try the quiz on my phone.
I was considered conservative, and that's fine, I guess. Goes against all of my family's values and such, but what other? Google did a bunch of April Fool's jokes as usual. They had they launched a website called com.google, which is like Google except it's completely backwards. Oh, it's gone now, darn! But it was Google, but the whole page was backwards. That was pretty cool. Activity going. Oh, Shane just took the quiz. Shane was 76% conservative.
Wait, which one's like more...
What?
Yeah, conservative is more Republican-ish, isn't it? Like,
conservative is US Republican, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, liberal is, you know.
So I hope I'm like 100% conservative. just to annoy you.
I know you will be. Although, do you prefer cats or dogs? Dogs.
Although you think I hate poor people, which is not true.
You don't hate poor people, but you're like affiliated with people who hate poor people. and you're liable to you're liable to become a person who hates poor people.
Name one person.
Well, do you want me to name one person who hates poor people, or one person you are friends with that hates poor people?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I can't name any, but I'm sure they exist.
Yeah, there you go. Don't say things.
All right.
Sorry, I listened to a voice note, and I didn't realize if I listened to something on all the call, that it would, like, hang me up.
The mobile site of the Time magazine is...
It's an absolute clusterfuck. They're owned by the same Time Inc. and the Life and Time, and they own Entertainment Weekly, and all their sites are just shit. Absolute crap.
I thought it was just like the site wasn't working on my tablet. But the site here,
have any of you guys been enjoying? Have any of you been enjoying Periscope recently?
No idea what that is.
Oh, it's great! It's this new live video streaming app from Twitter, and you just random people around the world do live video streams of what they're doing, and you can just tune in at any time. So right now, look, we got arm wrestle.
Lucien, find another one that works.
Watch the arm wrestle.
Why is it so bad?
That looks great.
They look cool.
Who's gonna win? Who's gonna win? Who's gonna win?
The guy in the black top.
What the hell is wrong with the phone?
All right, let's get this going. Here we go. By the way, are there any ladies in the audience? Just tap on the heart thing. Yeah, there are ladies. All right, thank you. Let's get this going. Everyone's watching.
Oh, God.
I'll try to keep my angles at best. Okay, ready? Just letting you know that he is on steroids. Two, three. Did you hear that crack?
Yeah. Oh, that was boring.
Yes.
How many people watched that video?
Hmm?
How many people watched it? Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, I finally got it to work. Okay. I think.
Okay.
I prefer cats to dogs. I'd moderately agree with cats. No.
Some of the stuff on here is great, though. Like, people do live streams from the Empire State Building. People, like, cook dinners. Somebody in London right now with the gherkin.
Snapchat feature.
It's a lot of fun to watch.
It sounds a lot like that new Snapchat feature.
Well, I don't have Snapchat, so...
I have you on Snapchat.
Oh, sure, but, like, I don't have the app because it's not available for Windows Phone. I have an account, it's just I don't have the app.
So how do you use it?
I log into my old Android phone, but it crashes.
Oh, okay.
Lucien, send me a better quiz, Link. That's terrible.
That's the only one, so you can't do the quiz. Sorry.
Shit.
Shane did it on his phone.
Yeah, because like my phone's the same as Shane's, but it works, but it's slow.
Oh,
what phone
is it?
It's
a Lumia 530 or something.
Oh, okay.
But I have the 820, so I'm cool.
No, you're not.
I don't know. I've never had that phone, so I can't comment.
Well, Windows Phone is wonderful.
I imagine it would not be.
I assume you've had iPhones all your life.
Yeah.
No, great. Actually, I had...
Old Nokias don't count.
No, I had a Samsung thing for a while. Wasn't very good. I broke it. Like everything. I'm surprised I haven't broke this yet.
You had? All right,
okay.
Play a game.
Oh, I've had, like, so many.
I've had three.
Oh, no, I've had, like, three in a year.
Whoa.
But they were all, like, really shitty ones, and I broke them all, because I just am very clumsy.
I had a Sony Ericsson W595.
How do you remember the code thing after?
And then I had a Samsung Galaxy Rope. T5500.
Oh my god!
Then now I have a Nokia Lumia 520.
If I'm ever able to recite, if I'm ever at any point in my life able to recite the first 10 digits of pi off by heart, I will kill myself. Because I will have become the kind of person that I hate so much and pity and I'll end it all. I really will.
It's 3.1415 something, something, something.
Yeah, that's as much as I know.
3.1415.
I don't know.
Did Mike win the drugs.ie contest, Owen? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know.
They never. I've been checking their site, and they haven't announced the winner. But he's been partying all day, so. Hey, Chloe.
Hey, Chloe.
Nope. No, Chloe.
I'm sad.
So we went to a play yesterday. Oh, and let's talk play.
I wasn't at this play. Let's not talk play. Let's not talk play. I wasn't at the play.
We will talk play. So we went to the wonderful.
We'll only talk about the first play. That's the only thing I feel like talking about.
All right. So we went to a double. We went to a double play. And the first play.
Oh, it's working now!
Yay!
Yay!
Let's talk about something interesting.
So the first play was a production of Fame the Musical by a bunch of like 9-year-olds, maybe younger, 7 to 9, maybe. Owen, do you think?
Why?
Oh, it was terrific.
Oh, Lucien, you got your hair cut.
I told you that like an hour ago.
No, you didn't.
I mentioned it in passing.
I can't see anybody. Lucien, show me your hair.
What?
I like
it's exactly the same as it was. Like, there's no difference.
I can't. Your
it's shorter.
Off.
You've seen pictures of me. In the group since I cut it. So I cut it like two and a half weeks ago.
Well, I haven't seen you since.
No.
I haven't seen you ever, actually.
No, you haven't. Well, not in person.
I seen a group on Paddy's Day of people, but I didn't know who any of them were. I think Sean was one of them.
I wasn't there.
Okay. Sean was. He was the one I recognized, and Dara.
I don't associate with those people outside of school.
Jade.
You just talked to her for like 20 minutes and you don't know her voice.
I don't know, because like Chloe was there for 2 seconds. And
me and Chloe sound completely different. Chloe has like a kind of a country accent.
Yeah, she does.
It's very.
I was in the dentist a few hours ago, and I was in the waiting room for about 45 minutes, so I ended up reading a whole thing about Loch Ray the entire time. I got so depressed.
Loch Ray.
Is there like any like facilities in Loch Ray?
This is like a public toilet, maybe? Oh, that is Loch Ray.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Oh, well. The countryside must be pretty, though.
Maybe.
Probably.
Okay, so...
My thing just crashed.
Yeah, mine keeps crashing as well, actually. I think it's like... I don't know, something wrong with the app.
I think it's a great app, right? But it just... It's too buggy for me.
So, we have exciting news. Fanta has sent us a new message.
What is it?
Did you not see it, Owen, earlier?
I did, but I can't remember.
Okay,
go on, sorry.
What?
I'm very interested, sorry.
It's proof that Fanta is somebody in a very close relation to us because...
It's definitely you.
It's not me. I will prove in any way I can that it isn't me. I don't know how I will, but if someone can find a way.
I feel like it's you. Like,
it's not. Say Fanta is just, it's too weird. I'd never come up with that. Like Phil Brindolo.
Okay, fair enough. That's
Phil Brindolo is like a thing that works with my kind of train of thought. But say Fanta
secondly,
is just...
Secondly,
this is not the kind
whole
of thing I'd
making a website and awarding your own podcast.
What did you say, Chloe?
Phil on Facebook is so funny, but
he's the best.
I hate him. I don't like him at all as a person.
He's not real.
He is
real.
Yeah,
but I don't like that part of Lucien's personality.
He's totally real. I'm going to show you Phil's message now on screen share so you can all enjoy this.
No, can I see the Phantom message?
So here it is. So this is our Patreon page. And yesterday I uploaded our April Fool's gag, which is the first episode of Reverse Economics, which is Shane and Owen's
fake
new podcast. No one cares. So the only people who would have bothered to go on and see this are basically the people who were with us when we recorded it yesterday. It was like you, Shane, Mike, and Mike's friend Bauer. And here, a comment left just hours after I posted it, talk about the economics of Fanta.
Maybe it's just someone that likes to go on to your website very often.
But they haven't commented on anything or sent. They haven't. they haven't commented or sent any messages or anything in like 2 months more, probably. They haven't responded to any of
them. You're jumping to conclusions.
Okay.
Why hasn't Larry been on one of these yet?
Well, he shut down his Facebook now, so there's no way to contact him except for good old SMS.
Wait, let's see if Andrew's online, because I said I'd invite him to the next hangout we did.
Hmm. Who's online? Connor's online.
Yeah, add him.
I'll just send him the darn ass link.
Is Andrew in the group
chat? Yeah, he should be. Yeah, he is, yeah.
Oh my god, is this live?
Oh, yes, it's always live.
You didn't tell Chloe, that's like breaking your...
That's
yeah,
illegal.
That's like when he Skyped me for the first time. I didn't know that was going on the podcast.
Oh shit, we broke a law.
What's the title of the...
When I go into it, it says Hangouts on Air.
Yeah, it says you are broadcasting live, do you give permission? Yeah, so actually we're not breaking any laws. Jade, what are you asking me?
What does the title of the group chat currently mean?
I just typed in some random characters I thought was funny, and then I added Mad Max to the start.
Why?
Because I thought it was funny, because I'm imbecilic.
I don't get it.
There's nothing to get.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, I'm trying to watch us live on YouTube on my phone, and it says live media playback is not supported on this client.
That was very...
So here's people who could join but won't join. Connor, Dara Clifford, Kieran O'Connor. Why aren't they joining?
Kieran's not going to join. Connor. I know Kieran. He ain't going to join.
Connor, join us.
I don't know who Connor is.
He's an old acquaintance of ours.
Dara joined and then left.
True that. Connor's typing now. What's he gonna say?
Lucian, what the hell is... What's Casper Recruitment Committee?
Oh, I'll tell you all about that. We'll talk all about that right now. Connor can't join. He's in class. Okay.
It's like 7 o'clock.
He lives in Canada.
Oh, okay.
So, let's talk about Casper. Wait. It's like 7... Did you actually... holidays. He lives in Canada.
It's like 8 o'clock.
Okay, so we'll talk about the Casper. We'll talk about the Casper recruitment. Well, she might not have just acknowledged daylight savings time yet. So who knows?
What's daylight savings time?
That's when the clocks go back and forward.
Oh, okay.
Seriously?
No.
You didn't know that? Okay. So Casper. An old friend of ours from many moons ago. He used to be in our school, and he was on the podcast on a few occasions. And he lives in Dublin now, and he has since 2012. So I thought, let's bring him back for episode 200. So
what's
on my
episode 200?
Episode 200.
Yeah, the 200th episode. But what's the big deal about it?
Well, it's the 200th episode, and it's coming up soon.
When?
Next month.
Am I going to be in it?
Can we be in it?
You're all going to be in it. Everyone. Everyone's
going to be in it. Oh, yeah, what was the thing? You were giving everyone, like, slots, and I was like...
Well, yeah, you all have slots. So, like, it's a 3-hour show.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm probably going to only listen to my part.
Yeah, but it's not, like, a 3-hour recording. Most of it is highlights from the podcast from the last
episode. But when's my 3 hours or my slot?
So you're gonna just be in like a slot where I just like talk to you and others about like their podcast and how much you love it and stuff. Just so we can include everybody. So we have one slot with our friends from 2012, with our friends from 2013, and then we have the weird chat group people who I've never met. So you and Callum and Chloe and all of you, you're gonna be there together.
And we all like meet up.
No,
it's just 200. That would be so, and we could do like a live thingy with all of us.
You want to sort out the logistics of that? Be my guest.
No, I don't want to organize it because I'm not very good at that kind of thing.
Okay, well then we'll just do it my way.
Oh, but my way will be so much better. Everyone will be more like...
Yeah, I'm for Jade's way.
Yes. Well, okay. Mention it in the group chat and see who votes for my way.
Anyway, we have some really cool stuff coming up in episode 200, but one of those things will not be an appearance by Casper, because although Casper is a very nice guy, and he was very courteous about it, I asked him to appear on episode 200, and he rejected our request. Very politely, he says, thanks for asking, but no. It's cool that you remembered I did something at some point, but no one's really interested in what I have to say. I don't see the point in being on a podcast that gets 8 views each. That's not true. I hope you guys get other people to be on it, but personally, I don't really feel like being on a podcast for almost no reason. Anyway, good luck to you guys, and I hope other people on that list will agree. So thanks, Casper, for your help, but sadly, he will not be appearing on episode 200. Unless we go to his house. And break in and record his breathing while he sleeps.
Ah, my video's gone.
I'm getting ideas now. Chloe should take the conservative liberal quiz.
Everyone should look at that. Lucy, you know that hashtag that John is trying to start?
Hashtag daddy?
Yeah, you should look at that. Those the
fucking
tags
stupid.
On Facebook. It's stupid. Yeah,
it's so. But
there's this one. It's a girl called Sharon Keys is feeling sad, and she posted this on Facebook. Missing my hashtag daddy, and then it's a picture of her. She looks like.
Yeah, I'm looking at her. I'm looking at her. We don't fully grow up until we lose our parents.
It's like a drag queen.
Yeah, she does. You just gave out her name and said she looks like a drag queen. So.
Yeah, I don't really care because people don't know my name.
Wait, who?
Oh, it's just like a random person who comes up when you Google, when you look up hashtag daddy on Facebook.
Why would you do that?
Because it's.
What is the trend?
Owen, DuckTales Remastered is on Windows Phone today.
What the hell does that mean?
The game, DuckTales Remastered.
I have no idea what that is.
DuckTales!
No, what is it?
DuckTales Remastered.
What is it?
DuckTales.
Yeah, my video's... Okay, oh, video's working.
I can't find DuckTales Remastered.
It's probably not available on your terrible phone.
Oh, here it is. I'll download it.
I'm supposed to be practicing for my Irish oral.
You should really be practicing for your... Okay, we'll do it right now.
Yeah, we'll do it right now.
I'm going to ask Jade some questions, ask Wailga, and we'll see if you can answer them.
Oh my god, no, okay, wait.
This is going to be so much fun. Okay. Here we go. All right. Oh, I'm so excited now. I've already come up with so many good questions.
No, please. Okay. Ask the easy ones first. Tom Kerkalor Gramagus. Ok Tom Tershuk Fresh in Mer. Huey May. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I went to bed late, so I'm tired.
Huey May Gukola on
Huey May Guji Malaba on Jernach August Marshinja Thirshuk Urm. I don't think that was a very well constructed Irish sentence, but go on.
You said Urm a lot.
Okay.
Alright, here's some of my questions. Okay. Jade, Tatu Magdon.
Ní tigam on kesht. It's not really. That wasn't really a question. It was more of a statement.
No. On will to, on Magdon.
What are you like saying?
My has crashed.
That's the surprise. You have to find out what it means. Tatu Magdon. Just answer. Answer yes. Answer yes. Say yes. Tommy Magdon.
Tommy Magdon.
Yes. Okay. I didn't really want you to say yeah. I don't know what I wanted you to say.
Okay, what okay. What does it mean?
Nay. Cheshta da. Jade. Erskala enga de kevade de frakun a will to.
Just tell me what it means.
Well, that means. No, I'm not going to say these in English.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how something am I?
Yeah.
How is this like.
It's not something that I would ask you in English and not be kind of, you know, feel obscene or rude asking.
What are you saying to me?
Okay, question three. Came fa a will to cove balv?
Why am I so dumb? Neil may tell me on air mule August Klishta August thought alon treha all in ugum. My hamta is in a on canalta canas the feel flahu August is in a jasme freshen.
Gama. Kester Kahar, knock will air pod craylog wevnock.
I feel like you said something about the podcast. Is that what Pod Craylog is?
Yeah.
Do I like it?
Or... isn't it awesome?
Neil Shea.
Okay. Kester Kuig.
Kegovetu
a stab ma vitu lesien more.
Go again.
How do you pronounce M-B-E-A-D-H?
My.
Kega my tu a stab ma vitu leskian more.
Something about a knife, is it?
Yes.
A big knife. Go again. Say it again. What would I do?
Kega rev tu a stab ma vitu leskian more.
Who would you stab if you had a big knife?
Yeah.
Oh God. Maroi, is that like I would kill?
Or... Yeah.
Yeah, Maroi may. Oh no, I don't know. I don't think I'd kill anyone. I'm very like, I'd feel bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Knock Ed Sheeran each cost more clear of Eric.
Something Ed Sheeran. Go on, continue.
Cost more clear of Eric.
Cleaverocks.
Cleav and then Aeroc.
Neil Ifigum, can you just tell me what the question means?
No. Okay. On Phaserlat, me and Killian August Owen Brehlaw Sona Inelga.
Can I wish them a happy birthday in Irish?
Mm-hmm.
Brehlaw Hana Gwitch a Owen August a Killian. La Breha. Oh yeah, I know how to sing it in Irish.
Sing for us, Jade. Sing.
No.
But first let me turn up your audio levels.
There we go. Not happening ever.
You're up really loud now, so sing for us.
I'm not singing. I'll send Owen a voice note tonight at a minute past 12.
Okay. I've recorded some songs.
Do you want to make me? Are not going to make me a collage?
I only have the one photo, the Do You Do Nudes photo, and I don't think you want that posted to your
wall. No.
Jade, you're referenced in a picture in my collage for Owen. You're referenced in it.
Can I see it?
No, you'll have to wait till midnight.
Jade, you can post the Am J photo.
I'm posting the Am J photo as part of a collage with like 100 photos.
No, I want to see the photo that I'm referenced in.
I'll send you a Snapchat right now for you to post on my wall then.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna play a song now that I've recorded for our 200th episode.
I can't think of anything good.
I want to see the Snapchat I'm referenced in.
This is a song that I've recorded. Now you can all enjoy it. Here we go.
Oh my gosh.
Sneak peek, special track. Here we go.
Oh.
I pleaded and she was untitled. Jimmy got angry and he tried to twinkle. All of the memories, all of the flames. These are a few of my favorite things. The sin and stupid projects are all
enough.
That's really creepy.
I thought was wrong. These are a few.
All right, it's gone.
It's really creepy.
Why is it creepy?
I feel disturbed.
But Owen, what's your problem with it?
It's annoying and it's loud.
The vast majority of our 200th episode is going to be me singing, so you better get used to it.
Well, I won't be on it anyway, so there you go.
What?
I won't be on it.
You will be.
No, I'm going to visit Connor.
You have to, you're going to have to sing as well. I'll pick a song out for you.
No, if you play a song, I'm leaving.
I'm not playing back. A song. I'm saying you're going to have to sing, though. I'll pick a song out for you.
No. I'll sing, but I got to pick my own song.
Oh, my God. Jake Tiernan has left the conversation.
Yeah, I don't care. I want to sing Uptown Funk.
Okay, you can sing Uptown Funk. Well, there's not a lot of singing in Uptown Funk.
Yeah, remember from yesterday?
Oh, God,
remember
yeah.
Remember from yesterday?
Oh, we have some exciting news today. Disney are making a live-action Winnie the Pooh film.
Damn it. I thought it was Moulin. Do Disney own Marvel now?
Yep, they have for many years.
God damn it.
That's why there's, like, Avengers in Disneyland and stuff. Yeah. Oh, Jade's left. And Chloe's not present, so... it's just you and me.
Ooh, finally.
So are we still on for F7 tomorrow?
I don't know, because I have to go into town, like, and, like... I'll be in all day with my father, I assume. I don't know, because it'll be early or late. Yeah, it's not very punctual.
All right, well... So are we not going, then?
I honestly don't know. I'm sorry. Like, I'll talk to him in a minute.
I mean, we could go on We'll see. Anyway, I'll go whatever time suits you. If at all. Which is, it's 2, 5, 6:25, 8. Okay. How long has this been going on for now? Maybe I'll kill us.
No, don't kill it.
I'll kill it if there's nothing interesting happening. Oh, shit. I just went on to the Google Hangouts homepage and, like, we're on the front page.
Why?
And we just are. Because we're live right now, so we're on the front page. That's scary as fuck.
Wait. So can anyone tune in?
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. No one has. We have one viewer, it's Jane, but, like, I think. Let me see. Oh, shit. No, get off. Okay. We should talk about the play. So there was a bunch of really small kids, and they were doing Fame the Musical, and there was...
Is that a real play? Is it a real play, or do they make it up?
Oh no, is it a real play? It's a film. It's a film.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was just like. Yeah, I didn't really like it. It was.
Yeah. And then we got to see one of the greatest musicals of all time, West Side Story, being performed by Kean, amongst other.
I think they did a very good job.
They did. Was there anyone else in that that's been on the pod before? No. No, there it wasn't. But it was very well staged, and our friend Kean was very good in it indeed. Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay.
Is my video still showing up?
Nope.
Okay, good. It was like I'm in browser at the moment. I don't want my face to be seen.
Okay.
When I'm not there.
All right. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog barks, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so sad.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about in my collage. Don't post that one.
Which one?
I know which one. It's one with me like holding a fist or something.
Mm-hmm. I'm posting it as it is right now.
No, don't.
It's like it's pretty.
Take away.
Like the collage is huge, and that's only a really small part of it. But I'm not getting rid of it. So.
All right. Okay. Well, make it an even smaller part of it then.
No, I can't. I'm not editing it anymore. It's finished. Okay, it's uploaded.
Can I see a picture of it first, please?
Nope.
Can I see a picture of it first?
Of just please. That part. Just that part.
No, the entire thing.
Nope, no way, absolutely not.
Show me that part, but have everything else blurred out.
I'll just show you on my phone. I'll just zoom in and show you here. Okay.
Wait, I mean, it's your turn, because I'm...
Yeah. All right, here you go. See it?
Yeah, but how small is it? How small is it going to be?
Let's see, as a fraction, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. It's like, I don't know, it's probably like...
How small is that going to be, though?
It's like 8% of the total image. No one's going to look, like, okay, so that's it, and full image. Ah! No one's going to look at it anyway. There's some great pictures in here, though, there really are. Some great memories. Killian's one's good, too. I'll show you Killian's one, because he's not here. This is Killian's one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of... It's all photos I took myself of him, except for two, except for this one here with him and Dara, this one here with him and Larry, and this one here, which I didn't take, but I am in, and Kian took it. Okay, are there any other quizzes we could do to make this less boring? I'm not sure.
Probably not, no.
Maybe not. Then I'll kill it in a minute. I'll stop the broadcast. You can keep going. Hey, Chloe!
Where's Jade?
You arrived just in time.
Yeah, she left.
Where's Jade?
She disappeared. We made her disappear.
I have so much homework, I'm gonna cry.
So you're looking forward to celebrating the death of our Lord Jesus Christ tomorrow?
Yeah.
No, it's my birthday.
Screw you, Owen. Good Friday.
Oh, whose birthday? It's Owen's birthday.
It's Owen and Killian's birthday, and Spoderman Swick.
Wait, did you not know me and him are twins?
Who?
Me and Killian are twins. Whoa. No, me and Killian's are twins.
Oh, I haven't accepted your friend quest.
Who?
What?
I still haven't accepted Owen's friend quest, and he sent it like 2 months ago.
Oh, you're horrible.
I do not remember sending it. You should accept it now, though.
I have so many friend requests that I don't answer. Oh, like Pythagoras.
Ugh, gross. I've ignored his, and I'm going to keep ignoring it for the rest of time.
Is he still kicked out of the group chat?
Yep.
Let's keep it that way.
He might be listening to this, though, so let's not say anything too...
Let's just say him and Larry would get along very well.
I was telling my mom a story earlier about Pythagoras, and
Sinead wants to join the...
Yes! Send her the link. Let's interview her. But warn her she'll be live on YouTube worldwide and everyone.
Okay, but if you insult Divergent, she will go crazy.
I'm very open. I have a copy of the book Divergent out there. Like, I'll hold it when she comes on. Tell her that we're reading from Divergent right now. I'll go get
my... She's honestly, like, Divergent. Crazy.
I'm going to go get my copy.
Can someone send me the link so I can send it to her? Because I don't know how to get the link up.
I have no idea how, so, yeah. Okay. You could probably copy the message from the chat group and then send it through that way.
I'll send in the other group chat. Look!
Divergent! Oh my god! I paid 10 euro for this. 10 euro! Oh my god, it's so bad.
What a waste of money.
It's such an awful book. I read like...
You look like you're in a library.
That's what my house looks like. There's a lot of books. I read 30 pages of it, and this is how far I got. I got to here. So I got to page 140. Holy shit, I got
to page... You did the whole book 3 times.
That doesn't surprise me. I'm going to read some of this now. This quality work of literature right here. Oh, he shrugs. A little. He pulls his hand free and shoves it in his pocket. The question must have embarrassed him, because I've never seen him so red before. If I spent my night sobbing into my pillow, I would be a little embarrassed too. At least when I cry, I know how to hide it. I lost to Drew. After your fight with Peter, he looks at me. I took a few hits, fell down, and stayed there, even though I didn't have to. I figure that since I beat Will, if I lose all the rest, I won't be ranked last, but I won't have to hurt anyone anymore. Is that really what you want? He looks down. I just can't do it. Maybe that means I'm a coward. You're not a coward just because you don't want to hurt people, I say, because I know it's the right thing to say, even if I'm not sure I mean it. For a moment, we both look still. We are both still, looking at each other. Maybe I do mean it. If he is a coward, it isn't because he doesn't enjoy pain. It is because he refuses to act. He gives me a pained look and says, "You think our families will visit us? They say transfer families never come on visiting day." "I don't know," I say. "I don't know if it would be good or bad if they did." "I think bad." He nods. "Yeah, it's already hard enough." He nods again, as if confirming what he just said, and walks away. In less than a week, the abnegation initiates. It's a word I don't say very often.
Guys, invite more people.
It's not a case of inviting people. We post the link if they want to come, if they don't want to come. Nothing I can do about it. Although, I seem to have disappeared in my FB page. Where did it go? There's no one online right now, sadly, but... Well, maybe there is. We'll see. Oh, wow. That is... Jules is, Jules is sort of online. She doesn't seem to actually be present in our group anymore. Kieran never joined. Such a pity.
Oh, no.
Jules is actually in the group, isn't she? Yeah, well, she just ignores it. Annoying. I want to interview her about her career. So that's enough of Divergent anyway. So that's quality book right there. So tell Sinead to come on.
She said 1 minute.
Okay. I have to find a Bible. I know I have one somewhere. Illustrated Bible. Illustrated Bible. One moment. Can't find my Bible. I think I'm going to kill this. I'm thinking I'm going to kill this hangout now.
No, don't wait for Sinead to come.
Oh, she'll never come.
You'll really like her.
Well, then I have to like.
I think you made her up.
She's actually real. I'm not like Lucien. He makes fake accounts. I wouldn't have the effort.
I'm going to play something now to entertain our listeners in the meantime. So, Owen, turn down your
volume. Does anyone actually listen to those?
No, don't. No one ever does.
Do you know in the podcast, I only listen to my name, the intro, and then I turn them off.
That's sad, but anyway. Well, actually, it's not. It's actually the complete opposite of sad.
Yeah, no, what's sad is, like, listening to a whole episode. That's really sad.
Yeah.
What song will I play?
They're so long.
It's time for a song. They're not that long. It's, like, the shortest podcast in the world. Like most
They're, like, an hour long.
Our average episodes are only between 29 and 35 minutes long, so...
That's so long. Like, I just thought they're, like, 6 minutes, maybe.
That's not a real podcast, then. Okay, time for a song. Owen, turn down your volume slightly until Sinead comes. In the day we sweated out on the streets of a broader American dream. At night we ride through mansions of glory in suicide machines. Sprung from cages out on Highway 9, chrome wheel fuel injected and stepping out over the line. Oh, baby, this town rips the bones from your back. It's a death trap. It's a suicide rap. We gotta get out while we're young. 'Cause tramps like us, baby, we were born to run. Yeah.
Lucien, she said it isn't working.
What?
She said it's not working.
It's not working? You sent her the right link?
Yeah.
The Hangout link?
I sent it the one that you sent in the group.
Wait, I'll send it again. She says this every bloomin' time. Sinead's not a rumor.
No, she was here once. It was me, her, and Derek.
Well, it doesn't count.
I think it's because it's, like, live. It fucks up.
It doesn't count. I'll drop another link now and try sending that to her. All right, here's another one. Last time I'm trying now. Oh, and he's still there. No. He muted his thing when I started singing. I'm going to continue singing now, so.
Please don't, I beg you.
Okay. Wendy, let me in. I want to be your friend. I want to guide your dreams and visions. Just wrap your legs around these velvet rims and strap your hands across these engines. Together we can break this trap. We'll run till we drop, baby. We'll never go back. Oh, will you walk with me out on the wire? 'Cause baby, I'm just scared and I'm lonely rider, but I gotta know how it feels. I wanna know if love is wild. I wanna know if love is real. Oh, can you show me? Solo! The solo is played by Clarence Clemons, and he's dead now, so keep that in mind when you're insulting the song, which is probably the greatest ever written in the English language. Alright, 3, 2, 1. Beyond the palace, hemi-powered drones screaming down the boulevard. The girls comb their hair in the rearview mirrors, and the boys try to look so hard. The amusement park rises bold and stark. The kids are huddled on the beach in a maze. I wanna die with you, Wendy, on the streets tonight in an everlasting kiss. Oh. Okay, this is the last part of the song. 1, 2, 3, 4. The highway jam with broken heroes on a last chance power drive. Everybody's out on the run tonight, but there's no place left to hide. Together, Wendy, we could live with the sadness. I love you with all the madness in my soul. Oh, someday, girl, I don't know when we're gonna get to the place where we really wanna go. And we will walk in the sun. But you know, taps like us, baby, we were born to run. No, honey, traps like us, baby, we were born to run. Come on with me, traps like us, baby, we were born to run.
That was horrible.
Really?
Yeah, no.
You really feel that way?
Yeah.
What was the problem, the song or my singing?
The song.
Oh, well, that's like the greatest song ever written, so you're wrong.
No one received your messages.
Do you think I should add Jimmy to this call?
Who is Jimmy?
You know how the podcast is called the JL Show?
Yeah, the Jesus Luke Show.
You know what it actually stands for?
What?
Jimmy and Luke Show. Yeah, I'm Luke and Jimmy. Do you think we should add Jimmy?
Okay. Is Jimmy in the group chat?
No. No, he's not. And he never will be.
Why?
I'll add him if you promise not to leave while he's here.
I won't leave, I swear.
Okay.
I'm waiting for Sinead to come. Get someone else to come. Get Killian to come. He's so funny.
Yeah, I want Killian to come. The highway jam was broken. I thought that song would keep the space filled while we waited for people to join us.
Oh my god, everyone's gone.
It wasn't long enough. All right, if no one joins in the next 60 seconds, I'm killing this, okay?
Okay.
All right, give it 60 seconds. You missed such a great play yesterday.
Yeah, I know, I felt bad.
Owen, you're back. Are you? Are you back? He's gone. Is Killian seen it? He says, hmm. All right. Chloe's here. I'll get Killian to join now.
Yeah, he's probably not going to join now.
Did he not like Chloe?
No one in the group likes Chloe.
Everyone likes Chloe. Chloe's the star of the group. You're a superstar.
Yeah, I know. Sinead said it hangs up every time. I'll get Alana to come. Get Pythagoras to come to the group.
No.
Was he in the hangout the last time? I didn't come on.
No, I spoke to him we haven't had like a proper hangout in ages.
What does he even look like?
I spoke to him for, oh, no one knows. I spoke to him for about 10 seconds last week, and he basically sounded like Johannes.
Is it Johannes or Johannes?
I'm going to go with Johannes. Johannesburg.
But I call him Johannes.
All right. I mean, I know the man, but I don't know how it's pronounced.
You guys are so strange.
All right, time to kill the...
Yes, no one's going to come.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to episode 186 of the JL Show. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks to Jade, Chloe, Owen, Shane, and Dara for joining us. We'll be back very soon with more Pod for Your Buck on the JL Show. And episode 200 is just around the corner. You can visit jlshow.info, visit twitter.com/jlshowtweets, instagram.com/jlshowgrams, facebook.com/jimmyandluke, and buzzhub.info. Thank you for listening. Thanks, Chloe. Bye.
Bye.